offensive side of the floor?
Yeah, you know, it seems like a long time coming, but it's clicked, and they were looking good again tonight. And, you know, all the credit goes into them because they kept at it, and we kept doing the little things right, and we knew it was going to drop, and the last 2 nights it has.
Hey, when Vito's playing like that, Mike, 32 saves in the first half alone, you got to be in a good position when that's going on.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I say, our D's working real hard these 2 nights. Like I say, and, you know, they're not necessarily all quality shots on D, which is the way we like it. They're putting them in the right spots to make allow people to make that save for us.
Talk about the offense. I mean, we've discussed this for 4 weeks,
yeah,
that you really hadn't done much of anything. You said it was going to come, but did you expect it to come in an avalanche like this weekend?
Not so much as an avalanche, but we knew it was going to come. They had chances every time they stepped on the floor, so it's nice to see that it did come and it kept coming, and I say we just got to make sure it keeps coming next week.
You turn around next weekend, you've got the Bandits at home again. Were you kind of expecting coming out of that game too? Like I say,
we'll enjoy this one for now, but it's going to be, they're not going to take that lightly by any means. I know Darius is going to push them even harder, and they're going to come out with the fire, and we got to just make sure we match it, and if not, get out about that.
What was the mood of practice this week before you came? You're 1-3, not a lot was going well. What was the mood or the tone before you went off on this trip?
You know, it was just, like I say, we have the confidence in the guys in that dressing room, and we know it was going to come. Like I say, offensively, we knew it was going to come, so it was, and I wouldn't say same old, but it was pretty much the same old. We just went through our routine, and like I say, had lots of shots, and we knew it was just a matter of time. We're glad it came now.
You ready to play tomorrow after the back-to-back? I know you had the tough travel day. It doesn't seem like it bothered you. I don't know if the bus trip was a bonding experience or relaxed you, but
it was it was the best of a worst-case scenario, I guess, because I don't think we would have been here if we didn't jump on that bus right away. The boys had fun on the way back, and it was a good team thing, I guess, and the long.
Can you talk about how big it is for you guys to pretty much return to form and look more like the NLL champion Nighthawks?
Well, like I say, we're just trying to get better, and like I say, it's nice that we're back to 500, but no, we're still only 500, and we got a long way to go, and everybody in that room knows that. So,
talk about the performance of special teams. I think you held Buffalo 4-for-7 power play, and I mean they had some pretty big chances with the 5-on-3, and then you get a shorthand to go off it.
Yeah, like I say, that's one thing that we stepped into this year, trying to improve on our power play and our short men's, we did a really good job. And again, tonight, you know, when our power play's on the floor, you know, we've been burying it a little more often than we usually do. So it was, both those stats, that, you know, it's important for us, that it's important for any team in this league. And like I say, they were clicking tonight.
Thank you.